We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined by Ben Bright now, public affairs at Airbnb. And Ben, your news has been all over the place over the last couple days. Permanently Airbnb has made a change to their regulations when it comes to, their short-term rentals. Tell us a little bit about the decision permanently to not allow parties.
So the origin goes back to, I'd say, 2019, which is when we took action to ban party houses. So meaning the type of properties where parties are happening all the time and it's disturbing neighbors, and that's obviously not the type of home that we ever want on our platform. So we do ban those and have since 2019. But in 2020, we took a step further in the wake of the pandemic with indoor unregulated parties serving as a public health risk. We took action to ban all parties on a temporary basis. And really, it was in the interest of public health at that time. But what we've seen ever since was that it's been working, that we've seen globally a 44% year-over-year drop in party reports ever since we introduced that policy in August of 2020. And that rate has been even higher in the state of Texas. We really like that trend line. We want to see it continue. So we feel that now is the time to codify this policy.
Tell us a little bit more about that. Why is that policy important to Airbnb? And what kind of feedback have you heard from stakeholders at every level?
It's important because the overwhelming majority of our guests and our hosts are respectful of properties, they're respectful of neighbors. We're talking about, you know, kind of the needles in the haystacks here, but we know when that happens, it is disturbing, and it's a problem for neighbors. And neighbors are really important stakeholders for us. We certainly want any neighbor of an Airbnb being confident that it's being run responsibly and that their space is being respected as well. So that's a critical component for us. We have seen how, you know, some of these unauthorized parties can really escalate and become a problem. This is also about kind of partnering with our hosts. Again, the vast majority of our hosts, they don't want parties occurring. They respect their neighbors. They don't want property damage. So having this overarching policy to make clear that we're not going to tolerate that behavior. We're not perfect. We can't stop everything, but we're working towards it. When a party is thrown, there are steep consequences. And we're going to back up our hosts.
When it comes to weekends that would have been popular for parties, well, we've got one coming up, 4th of July weekend. How does your policy change for particular guests that don't necessarily have a long history of renting with Airbnb?
It's a good example of how a policy needs to be backed up by systems that enforce that policy. So obviously weekends like the 4th of July coming up, Halloween, New Year's Eve, we see increased rates of people trying to throw unauthorized parties. So we escalate our measures in order to try to stop as many as we can on the front end. So what we're doing this coming weekend is we're saying, if you do not have a history of positive reviews on Airbnb, you're not going to be able to make a one-night booking anywhere in the United States. And there are additional measures as well for certain two-night reservations, certain three-night reservations, again, focused on folks who just haven't yet earned that history of positive reviews on Airbnb and demonstrated that when they're making a booking that they're doing it for the right reasons. They're being truthful. They're not trying to throw a party. So this worked really well for 4th of July last year. It worked really well for Memorial Day just 2 months ago. So we hope for another fun weekend, you know, for those who are traveling to stay with friends and family and celebrate the holiday, but a quiet weekend too without any disruptive parties. This policy has been well received in its temporary fashion by our host community, by community leaders. And we hope that by codifying it, it really demonstrates where we stand. We're going to keep working at this issue. I think really there is no finish line here. We're going to keep working to get better and trying to stop more and more parties, as many as we can, because it is a long-term commitment for us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.